Dub CNN is right here with the legendary MC Ren for a new interview. To start it off, let us know what's going on with you right now, man.
Right now, I'm working on my album, Reincarnated. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing right now, you know, trying to finish that shit up. You know, I'm going to have to sing. I'm going to release a single on that shit, too, in a month, Reincarnated single. So hopefully motherfuckers will vibe off that shit.
Okay, it seems like it's been so long since we've been waiting for Reincarnated to drop that I think people don't really believe that it's still coming. Can we really expect it to drop this time around?
Dog, it's dropping. Trust me, I'm like 70% done. That shit gonna drop this year. And the thing they'll know when they hear the single, man, the single gonna, I'm gonna put that shit out in about a month. And that's gonna let them know. And you know, I know motherfuckers probably got doubt, like, he been saying it's been a long time since he did an album or whatever. But when they hear the single, they'll know what's happening. They're going to know where I'm coming from with my shit. They're going to be like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Still got it. Yeah.
So
that's what it is.
Is the album going to be material that you recorded in the last couple of years, or is it all newer
shit?
This
shit is all new shit. It's all new shit. It's only like one song on there probably that I did in 2008, but I want to put it on there. But okay. Other than that, everything else is all brand new shit.
What's the single called?
Reincarnated.
Oh, that's the name of the single?
Yeah, the single and the album. Hell okay. Yeah, that shit tight.
Okay. Who did you link up with production-wise on the album?
I fuck with, so far, I fuck with Chill from Compton's Most Wanted. That's my nigga. He got heat. He did the single. My nigga Chill did the single.
Okay.
And he did some more shit on that. I got my other homie. It's a nigga named Apocalypse. He got some shit on there. I'm just like, shit is fire, man. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Chill got heat. My homie got heat. So it's like, that's all I need. You know, a lot of motherfuckers, they go to niggas because niggas got names and niggas this and that. And they shit be whack. You know what I'm saying? It's about music. Ain't about the motherfucking name. It's about how tight the track is. Because a lot of niggas that got names do whack-ass tracks.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, it's about that motherfucking quality. And it's like, you know, when motherfuckers hear this single, they know they gonna be like, okay, we see what this nigga doing.
Okay. And I believe you recently put all your old catalog available on iTunes and all digital retailers, right?
Hell yeah. So everybody out there can get my shit on iTunes, all the digital retailers, they can get all my shit, Shock of the Hour, Kiss My Black Ass, Rufus for Life, Villain in Black, all that shit. And I did a low budget movie me and my homies put together in like a week.
Lost in the Game?
Yeah. We got the soundtrack on there because motherfuckers was like, man, can we get that music off of there? And that shit, the music on there is old music. That shit is like old, but motherfuckers didn't get a chance to get it, so that's the only way they could get the soundtrack and get all my old joints, you know, so.
Okay.
And in a minute, they're going to be able to get that single.
Right.
You know, that single got me pumped right now.
Can we expect any collaborations on Reincarnated?
Nah, it's just me.
All solo?
All me, dog, because I thought about it and I was like, shit, if I was a fan of me, I would just want to hear me because everybody's shit be like compilation record. You don't even, niggas have like they solo albums, but it'd be like 100 motherfuckers on the record with them. It's like motherfuckers just, they use it as a crutch. It's like, motherfucker, you a solo artist, just do the whole album by yourself. Like back in the day when you bought albums of motherfuckers, it was just them on that motherfucker. The whole album from beginning to end. And that's what made motherfuckers great because you got a chance to really feel motherfuckers for albums by themselves holding down the album. Nowadays, niggas is too scared. Every record a motherfucker do now, they got to have like 20, 30 people jumping on it. I can do this. I do it using another nigga name because they scared. They shit can't hold up weight by themselves. So every record you buy is compilation records. They ain't even solo albums. So I'm going to give motherfuckers that's true Ren fans solo album.
Okay.
Just me.
Okay.
And I don't need none of these niggas.
Throughout all these years, what's been keeping you motivated to put out a new record? Because as you see, like, Dre like all the old NWA people, like Dre kind of went and did his own venture, putting out new artists, you know, Cube doing his movie thing, you know, Yella doing his porn movie thing or whatever. Like, you were the only one who never really ventured out into different things. What's been keeping you motivated?
Man, at one time, I wasn't even trying to fuck with music. I was just like, done, you know what I mean? But the game is so whack, you know what I mean? The shit is so garbage right now. It's like, I'm like, man, let me do this shit. Because it's like, and I look at how you say Dre and them doing things. Dre's still doing music, Cube doing music. So I'm like, shit, let me do some shit. Let me just put an album together, put that shit out. But over this last year, I ain't put out an album in 11 years, so it's like, I was just fed up with, like, everything, you know, all that shit. And I was like, fuck all that shit, you know, fuck everything, you know. But recently, dog, I just was like, you know, let me get back in here. This motherfucker's whack.
Okay, yeah, I think the only one who got you back on the mic was Crazy Tunes on his mixtape that he did a while back when you jumped on a song.
Yeah. Well, I jumped on shit, like, with other motherfuckers. Like, I did some shit with Paris and the shit with Crazy Tunes and
some shit with Big Rock or whatever.
Yeah, my homie Rock. I just did, like, shit like that, but I never was, like, saying, I'm finna do an album. Like, focusing, like, you know, I would go and, like, do shit sometimes, do songs, but I'd never be like, I'm gonna put this shit out. It'd just be, like, bullshitting, like, let me just do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I couldn't stay away from the shit. At one time, I'm doing beats. I'm like anything, like just doing them. You know what I mean? Not to put the shit out. I'm just doing shit, getting programs, doing beats. It's like, you know, dude, I couldn't just stay away from the shit. Like, I couldn't just sit here and not do no music.
Okay. And subject matter wise, you seem to always have stayed on the same tip that you were on. Like, you never really change your formula from the NWA days, you know, as opposed to a lot of your counterparts. Is that what we can expect on the new album?
It's just gonna be me. You know, it's hard to explain. It's just me. You know what I mean? It's just like, I ain't changed or nothing. I got tighter. Back with you. When you hear this, I mean, when you hear the whole album, man, you'll be like, nigga done got tighter. Cause I look at it now, dog. I'm tighter now. You know what I mean? Back when we did a lot of them records, nigga was all young and voice wasn't even really matured and shit. I'm tighter now. You know what I mean? And I ain't saying that like no cocky shit. I'm just saying, to me, I feel tighter. Right. You know what I mean? I just feel tighter now.
Okay. Have you been keeping up with like the West Coast scene, new artists coming up and shit like that?
Nah, not really.
Is there anybody that you've been listening to?
Like buying that shit, listening to?
Not necessarily. Nah. Ain't too many people dropping albums for you to go buy it, but I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like online and shit. It's like a few, you know, like I got love for Daz, Corrupt, niggas like that. You know what I mean? I got them, my niggas. I got love for them. I never met Game personally. But he's still my nigga because he came out and represented for us and shit. When he came out, like, he was putting it down and he tight. And niggas like that. Toons, you know, all my niggas like that. You know, Cool Shit, Cube, he on the top of my list. You know, all them niggas like that. But as far as it's like billions of motherfuckers coming out every day, you know, trying to be rappers and shit. I ain't even going to say MCs because it's only a few MCs. I'm talking about just rappers, you know. These niggas, it's like everybody and their mama is trying to be rappers. So it's like, you can't even keep up with all that shit. It's like a plague spreading and shit every day. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of these motherfuckers be whack. And I just want to say, motherfuckers that be rapping, because I ain't going to call them MC, they have to earn that shit. But I'm saying rapping, everybody ain't got to get into hip-hop if you like music. Nigga, go play a violin, go play a bass, go play a guitar, play jazz. They might have more luck in that shit, because these niggas just be garbage.
Yeah, I feel you.
Niggas is garbage, man. They like niggas, they don't have, say it again.
Nah, go ahead.
They don't have no, it's a lot of these motherfuckers don't have no direction. It's like they done forgot what the direction was. Shit ain't evolving with these niggas.
People just make songs now. They don't make records. You know what I mean? They don't make nothing with it. It's just songs they putting together.
Man, these niggas is whack.
Yeah.
Niggas is whack out here.
You ever do something with Young Melee or check out Young Melee shit? Because I know you fuck with Tunes.
Yeah. You know, well, after my album, this is what I'm going to say. I ain't never met him, but he tight to me, too. He tight, too. But after I finish my shit, and then how that go, and, you know, I might start, you know, doing shit with other niggas and doing this and that. But as far as my album, nah, I ain't going to have nobody. But that nigga Melee tight, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I know you get this question asked every time you interview, but I'm guessing you ain't talked to Dre since the Up and Smoke tour?
Nah, I ain't talked to that nigga since then.
Wow.
I mean, he's still cool. He's still my nigga, and it's just niggas get older and niggas do their thing. You don't. I know it's crazy you don't talk to niggas that long, but shit, that's life. You know, motherfucking brothers and sisters and shit, like, don't talk to them motherfuckers. They own brothers and sisters for longer than that, so see them and be all good. You know, motherfuckers is doing their thing.
Yep. I feel you. So, you know, you said the new single is supposed to come out in a month?
Yep.
When can we expect the album to come out?
Oh, I'm going to do the album. Going to be this year, before this year is up. It's going to be out before this year is up. Trust me. I ain't bullshitting. I'm dead serious. You know, I'm dead serious. Man.
Okay. I seen MC Ren on Twitter.
Yeah, that's me. MC Ren, CPT. You know, follow me.
You jump on the internet shit?
Yeah, man. You got to be up on that shit. At first, I ain't going to lie, man. I ain't know shit about all that computer shit. I was like, fuck all that shit. But then I was like, you gotta get into that shit. Like, if you're not into that shit, you just gonna be lost. Yeah. Everything is done on a motherfucking computer. And if you just wanna sit back thinking you just gonna do shit the old way, your ass is living in a dream world. Everything's done on that motherfucking. It's like so big. It's like motherfuckers that don't even know, they just say, I ain't fucking with that shit. They don't realize how big that shit is.
Yeah, for real.
It is big.
That's what it is, man. You know, before we go, is there anything else you want to let everybody know?
Man, don't forget to go. I want to say, don't forget to go to iTunes, get all my shit. Be on the lookout for the new single in about a month, Reincarnated. Go to my MySpace, myspace.com/MCRenOfficialMySpace, and shit, we going to keep it pushing like that. You know, look out for the album before the year's up.
All right, that's what's up. We're going to have the single on WCNN as soon as it drops, so look out for that. And we're going to keep y'all on all the new MC Ren projects and whatever you got going on. We appreciate your time, man.
What's up, dog? And I'm going to follow you on Twitter, man, and lock your shit in my phone and shit.